We're going to be joined now on the line by Jamie Alcock from the Coldcroft Shires. Morning, Jamie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Yes. Really good to have you on the programme. So you, for the last 3 weeks, have been travelling from Cardiff and you're heading to Hampton Court via Shire Horse and Carriage. So tell me a bit about the challenge you're doing.
Right, yeah. Two of my Shire horses, they normally work on the farm over in Gloucestershire. We decided to do a charity drive to raise money for Police Care UK, the Royal Air Forces Association and the Shire Horse Society. And we've travelled, we set off on the 1st of June from St Athan, which is west of Cardiff. And we've been travelling through Wales, through Gloucestershire, Oxfordshire, Berkshire, Hampshire, and we're now staying just east of Woking at Hoe Bridge Equestrian Livery Centre. They are very kindly putting us up for tonight and last night. We're having a rest day for the horses today.
Ooh.
And Journeys ends at Hampton Court tomorrow.
So you're in our area now. I know, looking at your social media, you pretty much went right past our studio, through St John's Village. I saw the photos of Kiln Bridge. So you travelled through Woking and towards Farnborough, was it, yesterday? Is that the sort of the route you were taking?
Yes, yesterday we travelled from RAF Odeum through Farnborough and Woking to Hoebridge.
Oh, there you go. So, raising money for some very good causes. Why did you pick the causes that you chose to support there?
Police Care UK is very important to me. My brother was a serving police officer and sadly he was injured in the line of duty. Spent 14 years in a coma before he passed away. And the support that the police charity gave to my brother and his family through those 14 years was phenomenal. And I've always wanted to put back in their pot because sadly other coppers, other policemen, officers, can't say policemen anymore. Sadly, there's always people in need, either physically or mental trauma.
I mean, yeah, that is so important. I mean, that's the kind of the side that perhaps we don't see. You know, you're in a situation where you call the police and the police deal with it and then you think, yeah, that's the end of the story. But there's that kind of what happens next for the police officer who may have had to experience these very harrowing scenes.
Yes, and also the charity does not receive any... They are the main police charity, and they don't receive any funding from the government. It's all by donation and public, general public being willing to support them. The Royal Air Forces Association is very similar. I come from a very strong RAF family. My grandfather was aircrew in the First World War. My father was a fighter pilot and then bomber pilot in the Royal Air Force. And once again, they are completely funded by... support by the general public. They get no government funding either. So, and the Shire Horse Society, my passion, the Shire Horses, and the Queen is actually patron of all three charities.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very fitting as well, the Platinum Jubilee. So yeah, Shire Horses, your passion. I mean, how did that start for you? How did you develop interest in Shire Horses?
I've had a love of the Shire Horse since I was a toddler. Horses in general, but especially the Shire Horse. Fortunately, in middle life, I managed to... we now have a farm, and I have four Shire Horses, and I work them on the farm.
Oh, brilliant.
As well as they do other things with the general public as well. We do carriage rides and Shire Horse experiences. But that's over in Gloucestershire. I'm not local to Woking.
So, Jamie, you have these great causes you wanted to raise money for. You obviously had your own horses and a love of the horses, but how does that then lead into the idea of the challenge and executing the challenge you're now on?
It all started as a daft idea very early last year. My brother was actually a police officer up in northeast Scotland, and so last year I drove two of my Shire horses in the carriage from the farm in Gloucestershire all the way up to Elgin, where the River Spey hits the North Sea, very close to Inverness. That inspired me to think, no, I must keep supporting Police Care UK. So I decided to do something similar this year. In last year we went from south to north, and so this year decided to go from west to east.
And how did you plan the route? Was that kind of looking at maps and thinking, right, we want to go from here to here, hey, is that the best way to kind of get there?
Yeah, I basically, my main tool is I actually use Google Maps, but I put it in walk mode, because then it gives me an idea of it takes me away from the really busy main roads, and and also gives me an idea of how far I'll get each day. But of course, we visited many places along the way, all the RAF stations between St. Athan. It's still a military base. It used to be RAF St. Athan, and then we visited Bryce Norton, Benson, Odium, and also we visited police establishments, and people very kindly, I reach out and say, I'm looking for somewhere to stay, somewhere to put the horses in this particular area or parish, and people are very generous and come forward and say, yep, we can help you for the night.
I was going to wonder how you do that, because obviously if anyone else is doing this sort of challenge, they may find a generic hotel chain or whatever and be sorted. But when you've got Shire horses, that's probably not as easy, right?
No, most hotels they don't really cater for an animal that weighs over 1,000 kilograms. Yeah. Farmers and livery yards have been our mainstay, and they've been so generous towards us.
So you've got the two Shire horses on your journey on this challenge, Millie and William, is that right?
Millie and Willem, yes. Yep. They're both 9 years old, very experienced working horses, very little phases of them, traffic or loud bangs. I mean, being near the RAF stations, they had to get used to helicopters and RAF jet aircraft, didn't bat an eyelid. And they're very willing. Because they are proper working horses, they're pretty fit anyway.
Yeah.
And they can have lorries going past them at speed or towards them, and they don't bat an eyelid.
I mean, what has the reaction been? You know, you don't tend to see horse and carriages that much on the road, so, you know, people sort of seeing you go past. What's their reaction been?
We get lots of waves and big smiles. I think the English have a love affair with the Shire horse generally, and it's rare that you actually see them out in the real world. Most people see a Shire horse at a country show, in an arena, or they may spot one in the field occasionally. But there's not actually that many Shire horses left. There's about 3,000 left in the world now.
Wow, so it's good that you're doing this and giving people that opportunity to see a Shire horse you see in a real working environment. And in terms of the motorists and other road users, have they been quite accommodating as you've been going along your journey?
Yes, they have. The vast majority are very courteous. If we're trying to cross the main road, we find cars in both directions will stop and flash and wave us across. They're very generous to us at roundabouts. There is a very small percentage. Well, it's a fraction of 1% that might have an issue, but then also we know we're getting in the way of other people's everyday life, so we have to be courteous to them and make sure that yes, we do create a little bit of a jam behind us, but we try and clear it as often and as quick as possible.
Yeah, of course, it's kind of a two-way thing. You know, you're courteous to our road users, but then at the same time you hope they'll be courteous to you, so it's kind of that balancing act, isn't it?
Yes, and historically, if it wasn't for the horse and carriage or horse and wagon, the country wouldn't have a road network in the first place.
Absolutely, yes.
So, yes, it's about balancing between what we're trying to do and other people's everyday needs.
And how have the horses been coping? I mean, this week we've had the hottest days of the year, you know, lots of heat. I mean, how have they been coping with that?
Okay, actually, when it got really hot, Friday there was quite a strong breeze, which helped enormously, but lots of water stops, lots of isotonic drinks to keep them balanced so that they were replacing what they were sweating out, and yep, they coped admirably with it. It's one of the things about driving a carriage is the horses are completely in front of you, so you can monitor them far better than if you're sitting on their back, because you can actually watch them and see what's happening.
Okay, so the final day tomorrow, heading to Hampton Court, and then what happens after that? How are you going to get home from Hampton Court back to Gloucestershire?
We are a friend from Gloucestershire is very kindly turning up with a great big horse lorry that's designed for Shire horses, and we all load them up, and we all put our feet up, so to speak, and travel back in style to Gloucestershire.
Yeah, slightly quicker journey going back.
Yeah,
you would.
Legally, the only road horse and carriage is not allowed on is the motorway.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to a nice, relaxing journey back and a hot bath at the end of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, and if anyone else wants to get involved with your fundraising efforts or find out more about what you're up to and the horses, how can they do that, Jamie?
Probably the easiest way is we have a website. It is www.coldcroftshires.co.uk. And if you go into the menu, you'll see charity drives. And you'll see there's a link there to, it'll give you the fundraising website link. And also, we're carrying a live GPS tracker, and it's updated every 300 seconds, so you can actually follow our journey in real time. Which also might help people, because if they think, I'm just going to go that way, have a quick look, and you think, oh no, there's going to be a blockage because that's where the horses are, I'll scoot around.
And also really interesting to track what you're doing and see in real time the journey and the progress you're making as well. Well, Jamie, it's been really good to talk to you. You know, good luck for that that last day and the journey home and the well-deserved bath and put your feet up, I think. It's amazing what you've done. So hopefully we can get behind you and support that.
Thank you. I very much appreciate your time this morning, and I do hope that people will support us. The charities need every penny they can get. There's no such thing as too small a donation.
Absolutely. As they say, you know, the old supermarket phrase, every little helps, doesn't it?
Indeed.
Brilliant. Indeed. Jamie, thank you so much, and good luck with everything.
Thank you to you both. Thank you.
Thank you. There we go. Jamie Alcock there from the Coldcroft Shires. What an amazing challenge, which is coming to its end as I head towards Hampton Court tomorrow.